We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
On the Wolfpack Sports Network from Learfield, welcome to the Wolfpack Coaches Show, presented by Dolan Lexus, hosted at The Row. Also brought to you in part by IBEW Local 401, presenting sponsor of Nevada football, and by Bud Light. This is the Wolfpack Coaches Show. Now, here is your host, John Rainey.
Welcome inside, Brew Brothers. Yeah. Give it up, Brew Brothers. Let's hear it for Coach Norvell. We are live. The beer is cold. The tables are distanced. Welcome inside. Welcome to all of you listening on the Wolfpack Sports Network from Learfield. Coach Norvell is here. He is on my immediate right. His Wolfpack is 1-0 after a 22-17 victory at California on Saturday night. Nevada beating the Golden Bears for the seventh time all time. And, well, that's your third victory now, Coach, over Power 5 opponents in your tenure as the head coach here at Nevada. Are you just making a habit of it now? Do you get used to it?
No, it was a big game. I mean, we always look forward to those and get excited about it. And after last season, with our kids not being able to play the non-conference, they were really looking forward to going to Arkansas and to South Florida last year. We didn't get that. So the kids were really excited and anxious to play and been looking forward to this game for a long time.
So you guys win the game 22-17. I mean, this all-time series dates back to 1899 with California. It's two of the oldest universities in the West, mm-hmm. right? So it's just like old school, yeah. college football, all the emotion, the entire offseason. You've got all these California kids that have something to prove to a school that maybe didn't recruit them.
Right.
And then you fall behind 14-0.
Yeah.
So, you know, you've held the ball like a minute and a half in that first quarter when it ends.
Yeah.
And you're down two touchdowns. Now, I just want to know, take me inside that conversation.
Yeah, it was, I mean, we've talked about that all in training camp, that games are going to be that way sometimes. There was quite a few of them last weekend. You know, you want to start fast, but sometimes teams make some plays on you and give you their best shot. But you got to adjust. You got to catch your breath, and you got to settle down and figure out what they're doing. And then just start playing fundamental football. And I was so proud of our guys. We did that. I mean, our defense, you know, obviously the first two drives we didn't stop them. But after that, we pretty much shut them out.
You didn't give up a touchdown the rest of the way. Yeah. They got a field goal late.
And you know, as you know, we only had the ball three plays the first quarter, but after we started making some plays and Carson started hitting some guys, and then the big play to Romeo really got us going. And so, you know, and our guys had confidence. We know we have good players and we have a good football team, and we just need to settle down and play.
So was that like – was the conversation, hey, guys, just settle down? I mean, was there actually a technical adjustment, or what, was it just an appeal to the competitive spirit?
No, one of the things that we have a poster in our meeting room. It says, when the game's in the balance, just focus on fundamentals. And we kind of did that. We started playing off blocks. We started getting off the field on third down on defense. And we just started to execute. You know, we put a lot of time and effort on being highly skilled in what we do. And we just feel like at over time, you know, that's going to show up. And it did in that game. And I'm just really proud of how our guys handle it maturely.
You're listening to the Wolfpack Coaches Show. It's brought to you by Dolan Lexus. They invite you to test drive a luxurious Lexus automobile today. You know, it was funny, after Cal goes up 14-0, you guys get the ball back. And my analyst on the broadcast, Big Mike, Big Man Basics, Mike Edwards, Hall of Famer, he goes, you know, shout out, Mike. Yeah, give Mike a shout out. That's right. Hard to get away from Mike and Reno.
That's right.
So he goes, the Wolfpack just needs a first down here. And so, you know, his mind immediately went to incremental successes.
Yep.
We can't score 14 points on a drive.
That's right.
So I guess it was a real test of the values you preach all off season and really the way you've grown the program, right? I mean, right. You don't want to fall behind, but at the same time, you want to respond like that.
Right. It's a marathon. It's not a sprint. And we have a lot of guys that can make plays. We had a lot of guys make plays in that game. You know, Romeo made a big play. Cookie had some good plays. You know, Cole Turner made a ton of plays and probably, you know, he had a couple drops which are uncharacteristic of him. And then what about Torrey Horton? I mean, he's unbelievable. I mean, we had 11 big plays in the game. We had three plays over 40-plus yards. And Torrey comes off the bench, and he has two. And so just to have that kind of depth and that many guys that are capable of going down the field, and then Carson. Carson probably had a half a dozen throws in that game that were the difference in the game. And really big-time deep balls that were right on the money. And that's what makes him a special player.
When I was getting to the game, I got there about 4 o'clock ahead of the 7:30 kickoff. There were at least three NFL scouts from three different teams checking in, you know, credential will call with me. I know there were more than that at the game.
Yeah.
You have relationships in professional football. Do you know about that? Do you have to maybe, like, tell guys, hey, folks are going to be watching you? Hey, don't think about it?
No, I laughed when I came in the office because used to be that the scouts never brought us donuts. But now, all of a sudden, we got more donuts than I've ever seen. And when you got good players, you know, the scouts bring donuts. And so we had 13 scouts at Stanford when we were there our first day of practice, and that's probably the most we've ever had. But we've got quite a few players that have the potential to play at the next level, and you know, they want to see them in person. And I think we're only going to have more as the season goes on.
The Nevada Wolfpack 1-0 after beating Cal on Saturday, first home game of the year this Saturday night, 7:30 kickoff, Mackey Stadium. We want to pack the Mac. MyNevadaTickets.com, MyNevadaTickets.com, or 775-348-PACK, 775-348-PACK to come out and see the Pack. Take on Idaho State at 7:30 this Saturday night. Speaking of fans, there were hundreds of fans who made the drive from Northern Nevada or who were in the silver and blue in the southern end zone in ancient Memorial Stadium in Berkeley, and you guys saluted them. Not only after the game, that would have been easy, but before the game, you went down there.
Yeah.
You took the whole team down there.
Yep.
And you had an impromptu pep rally.
Yeah, it was awesome. I've never played in that stadium. I've been in a lot of stadiums, and it was just a real thrill to be playing a game there with all the history. But to see all the Nevada fans there was awesome. You know, we haven't played in front of fans in over a year, And it was just awesome to see, you know, people drive over the mountain. And I told our players, I said, go thank them. You know, go let them know you appreciate that they're here. And I thought that motivated our team. I really do. And so we just appreciate the support. And we can't wait to get home. We got to get our students out now. The students, we got to get our students at our game this weekend. That's the most important thing.
Somerset Golf and Country Club has limited memberships through the end of the year, starting at $250 per month with cart. Go to SomersetGolfAndCountryClub.com for more information. We are live at the Row. We are in Brew Brothers. This is the Wolfpack Coaches Show presented by Dolan Lexus. A little later on, we'll talk to the offensive coordinator, Matt Mummy, as well as the coach, Jay Norvell. He's on my immediate right, and he's coming back. Stay with us. Wolfpack football from Learfield.
You trained for this all year. Endless hours of cardio, conditioning, and weights. And now you are ready. Ready to trek back to your seat from the concession stand. Through the lines, lost fans, and that mascot who wants you to do a little dancey dance. All without spilling a drop of your ice cold Bud Light. Welcome back to football, sports fans.
Hey, Wolfpack fans, I'm Jeremy Anthony with Baselite Concrete Products, proud sponsor of the Wolfpack and the Baselite Big Blocker Award for over 20 years. Baselite offers a large variety of products for the do-it-yourselfer, including pavers and wall systems. Additionally, we have beautiful backyard design features such as barbecues, fireplaces, waterfalls, and fire pits. These outdoor kits come complete with all the materials you need, including easy-to-read step-by-step instructions. Come see these beautiful outdoor features at Baselite. Remember, don't fight it, Baselite it.
It's a new season. Get ready for more men's and women's college sports excellence. Trophies will be awarded in June to schools who take the top spot in the 2021-22 Learfield Director's Cup. The premier award recognizes one winning institution in all competitive divisions. Follow your favorite team's progress as seasonal standings are announced at L Director's Cup on Twitter and online at directorscup.org. The crowning achievement in college athletics.
Visit us at ndireno.com.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner. They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You aced vehicle history searches and test drives. You out-salesmen to the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner. They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
Back live inside Brew Brothers, it's the Wolfpack Coaches Show presented by Dolan Lexus. Clap your hands, The Row. Clap your hands, Brew Brothers. All right. Jane Orville is with us, the head coach. I'm John Ramey. Bud Light proudly welcomes back Nevada fans to Mackey Stadium. This year, Bud Light is for the fans. Well, that means you got to come out Saturday night. Have a cold one. 7:30 kickoff against Idaho State. Nevada 1-0. And let's talk right now about the Basalite big blocker of the game. All of Basalite look forward to watching Wolfpack Athletics get out there and play this year. Call Basalite for any of your concrete product needs. 775-358-1200. 775-358-1200. Go Wolfpack. Basalite big blocker.
Tyler Orsini.
Center, Tyler Orsini.
Yeah, he played a great game.
Yep.
And really did a good job of leading the Union. They did a great job of protection. I know they got to Carson a couple times. We had some beautiful pockets to throw the football, and those guys did a great job in that game.
So I know pass protection will be one area in which you want to fine-tune for week yep. two. I mean, there is the element, you know, especially at home and
yep.
lower division opponent. You're looking for a little bit maybe more precise or closer to perfection. But you do have some injuries to deal with up front, so I was just curious if we can get an update on those.
Yeah, you know, Andrew Cannon twists his knee, and we got some good news on him. We're probably going to get him back here in the next couple of weeks, probably for conference games. Jermaine Ledbetter twisted his ankle, and it was not serious. He actually practiced today.
Oh, that's great.
And so we should have Led back, and his leadership is so important. But, yeah, those guys up front are really, really something. Jacob Nunez should get some time to play, the transfer from Arizona State. And he's done a really good job. And, you know, Gray Davis is up there. He played in the game. And so those guys are, you know, the good thing is we have depth. We can rotate those guys, and guys can step up if somebody goes down.
I mean, depth and ability to call in a guy who can handle the task
right.
off the bench. That's a benchmark. That's an indication of growth.
Right.
Maybe when you look back at the last time you faced Idaho State, for example. I mean, that's how you know that the program has grown, because
right.
you lose your starting right guard. I mean, he was a scratch before the game at Cal, and you guys only gave up two sacks.
Right. And there was some great protection. You know, they had a couple pretty good ends.
Yeah. Good outside linebackers.
And that's a mature Cal football team. I mean, especially in their lines, their offensive line, their defensive line. You know, and I just thought we stood there, toe-to-toe with them for four quarters. You know, we got pushed around a little bit in the first quarter, but after that, I think our guys responded really good.
So we'll see Nunez a bit at right guard, you think, along
yeah,
with Gray?
Yeah, David? Probably a little at left and Gray at right.
Okay.
And then hopefully Led will be back by the weekend.
What does it mean when one of your captains gets hurt? Is it a little different?
Yeah, it's you don't want to lose any of your leadership. I mean, Led is one of our best leaders on the team. The players love him, and so it's hard when you lose anybody with leadership. But we do have some older guys. Gray's played a lot of football, and that depth really, really does help us.
The 2021 season is brought to you by IBEW Local 401, presenting sponsor of Nevada football, IBEW Local 401. You were asked about it in your Monday news conference because it's just too irresistible for us media types, the chattering class. Year one for you was a 3-9 season in 2017, and nobody... Rare is the situation where a new head coach takes over a program and it's smooth sailing, right? Maybe, you know, a legend retires with a very full cupboard, but that doesn't happen too often in your sport. And Idaho State came in here and won a game, a close game, 30-28. I'm still a little bit vexed or irked by the fact that you got criticism for swapping out quarterbacks before that game. I would point out the Pack scored 28 points in that game.
Yeah.
Right? It wasn't the quarterback switch. But if I'm still this mad about it, I mean, is it hard not to make it all about that game and making it good just for yourself in a personal sense?
No, it's part of the history, and they played us and they beat us here. And so.
And probably a really important lesson for you guys.
Well, we have to recognize it, and it happened. you know, and so we have to learn from it for sure. You know, we have a few guys that are still on the team that were there then, but we, you know, we were a team that went to Northwestern, really played its heart out, really should have won the game, came home, got beat by a good Toledo team. Mm-hmm. And then we took that team for granted. We didn't take them seriously. And I had my notes. I was going through the file today of that game. And, you know, the first thing I put down is just, you know, we didn't respect the competitive nature of the game. And you have to respect every opponent. And, you know, we did play a freshman quarterback, but we didn't play well as a team. And you have to practice well to play well. I think we have a much different program now. Kids really respect the opportunity to practice and play, and we had good practice today, and so in this last month I couldn't be proud of our kids, the way we traveled all around and went to Stanford, rode on the bus, all the things that we had to do to play, and really mature focus and preparation by our players,
because this happens even at the professional level. In a given week, guys think, if a team thinks that the opponent may not be the toughest they face this year, or that things are such in a competitive comparison that they'll be fine, they're not
right.
Locked in on preparation. I mean, again, it happens with grown-ups, with professionals.
Right.
Hasn't really happened to you guys since then.
No, I mean...
You know what I mean? Like, you guys... Like, that was the tough lesson.
We're fairly sensitive to that, to be honest with you. We have tried to develop a program where you have to prove yourself every day.
Yeah.
And doesn't matter who you are. And we talked about it as coaches this week. I mean, you know, the coaches set the standard for the practice, and the players need to respond. And it's just, that's just the way it is. And it's always been that way. And we pointed out, you know, when there are things about a game that you know, we need to know. Last week, we went to Cal, and we talked about, you know, Nevada beating Cal two games in a row. And I don't really believe that the Cal players really respected that. I really don't think they did. And we pointed it out to our kids. And so we got to understand that every week you have to be ready to play. If you don't, you're not going to play well.
I also want to talk about respect. If we can go back to the Cal game for a moment. There was a third and long in Cal territory in the third quarter. And you guys threw an incomplete pass, and there was a holding call against you guys. Also, I want to point out, Nevada had fewer penalties in that game than the least penalized team in the Pac-12 each of the last 2 years. So one of those
good
minimal, one of the few infractions of the game. And Cal and Justin Wilcox, who's a very respected head coach, refused to take the penalty, which would have pushed you into like a third and 29.
Right.
He preferred to let you guys kick what ended up being a 49-yard field goal.
Right.
I was a bit flabbergasted. I know he addressed it after the game, and I don't like second-guess coaches.
Right.
We're just there to report what happens. But I was surprised.
Yeah.
Because we all knew Brandon Talton from Vacaville was going to drill that, and
right.
It did.
Right.
So what's that tell you about how teams think, well, we'd rather not give your offense another snap, even if it's third and 29. We'd rather let your kicker, who probably can make this, have at it.
Well, that was a good defense we played last week. I mean,
yeah.
they're well coached. They don't give up a lot of big plays. But I think Doc would probably agree with, I mean, we got more big plays than we've seen anybody else get on them on film. And he's agreed with that. But you just don't throw the ball over their head very often. And they know how to coach defense. But we got good players, and you know, we do the things that we do, and that's part of what we do is throw the ball down the field. And so, you know, I was just proud of our guys, how they executed and they came through, and they made the plays that they had to make to win the game. And that's the way all of our games are going to be like. I mean, I think we're going to play a lot of games. They're going to be back and forth. They're going to be dogfights. Other teams are making plays on us. We're going to have to come back and answer and make plays and make enough plays to win. But I think we have a defense that can really kind of manage teams and not give up a lot of big plays, and that's really, really important.
Envision Glass backs the pack, serving Northern Nevada for over 35 years. For all your commercial and residential glass needs, windows and doors, mirrors, showers, and more, Envision Glass. wolfpackfans.com. We'll be back to the row. Brew Brothers, it's the Wolfpack Coaches Show, presented by Dolan Lexus. Matt Mummy's coming up. Stay with us.
You trained for this all year. Endless hours of cardio, conditioning, and weights. And now you are ready. Ready to trek back to your seat from the concession stand. Through the lines, lost fans, and that mascot who wants you to do a little dancey dance. All without spilling a drop of your ice-cold Bud Light. Welcome back to football, sports fans.
Hi-Tech Automotive is your premier solution for all vehicles, foreign and domestic. Locally owned and Bosch certified, Hi-Tech provides top-quality service at an affordable rate. Visit us for any and all car maintenance and repair needs. We take pride in our work because we want you to take pride in us. Located on Gentry Way, Reno, Nevada. That's Hi-Tech Automotive, your premier solution for all vehicles, foreign and domestic.
Dear Exit Strategy, let's pick the perfect Toyota for our great escape. Try the sporty Camry, the elegant Venza, the adventurous RAV4, or the spacious Highlander. No matter which vehicle you choose, there's an exit from the ordinary to match, and miles of fun ahead. See you soon. Toyota. Toyota. Let's go places.
Got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
I sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo. Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy.
To see if you can get synced, head to SyncMyGame.com from Learfield.
SyncMyGame.com?
SyncMyGame.com.
Visit us at ndireno.com.
IBEW Local 401 takes great pride in being dedicated to providing the highest quality of service to our local union, contractors, and to the great people of Reno, Nevada. They operate under a code of excellence developed by the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, which is second to none. Being an IBEW member provides workers with many advantages. If you're interested in joining IBEW Local 401, give them a call at 775-329-2566.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with Geico, we hired a nature show host.
In the native habitat of a suburban driveway, the poor victim of a broken windshield is left assessing his vehicle, utterly helpless.
Well, not true. If he's got Geico, he can file a claim online, over the phone, or with his handy mobile app.
But like a lone gazelle, he'll suddenly be left to fend for himself, awaiting his terrible fate.
Nope. Geico will assign him a designated claims team to help him out, too.
So the gazelle gets his car fixed and everything.
Wow. Nature is so cool.
Geico. Great service without all the drama.
It's a new season. Get ready for more men's and women's college sports excellence. Trophies will be awarded in June to schools who take the top spot in the 2021-22 Learfield Directors' Cup. The premier award recognizes one winning institution in all competitive divisions. Follow your favorite team's progress as seasonal standings are announced at L Directors' Cup on Twitter and online at directorscup.org. The crowning achievement in college athletics.
Back live on the row in Brew Brothers, Wolfpack Coaches Show, presented by Dolan Lexus. Ring the cowbell. Ring the cowbell. Table Norvell. That's
we
good.
We need more cowbell.
More cowbell. That's right. It's brought to you by Shelter Insurance, continuing their 75-year tradition of supporting the communities they serve. Learn more at shelterinsurance.com/75th anniversary. We'll talk to the offensive coordinator, Matt Mummy, right after this, but there's one super, super important transcends football and sport and everything. This week, you guys are playing with ribbons on the helmet and the slogan, "You are not alone," because September is National Suicide Prevention Month.
Yeah, Bentley Sanders, our new transfer, Nickel, came to me in my office and told me a story about his sister, and he lost his sister to suicide. Just a heartbreaking story. And he actually shared that story with the team, and he just wanted everybody to know that this was Suicide Prevention Month. He asked if we could kind of bring some recognition to it. And so we're going to wear the ribbon on our helmets for this month, and also just to bring awareness to it that, you know, you are not alone. And I can't tell you, John, how many kids have come to my office and just open up and said that they thought about suicide. And it just breaks your heart to think that kids would ever get to that point. But I think it's a great message for everybody. You're not alone. You know, people care about you. And please don't feel like you ever have to get to that point where something like that is something you consider. And so we're just really happy to do it and talk about it and support Bentley and just everybody out there that are struggling.
I know that it's something that, you know, many of us have had people who have had a suicidal thought. And so it's just important to remember, you know, talk to your people.
Yep.
You know, they're not alone.
No doubt.
Anybody listening right now, you're not alone. And I just thought it's great that the PAC is going to cast a light on that this weekend.
No doubt. So really thanks to Bentley for bringing that to our attention.
Matt Mummy, welcome in. Well, you're on the hot seat now. Kovac has this set up so that we have a guest chair. He wanted me on over here. I said, there's no way. I need the protection of the desk.
So I'm on the left.
I have to be on the left. On the left. We'll put you in motion if you want. We can slot you right.
That'd be good. I'm right-handed.
Coach got out of here. That's funny. I thought he was going to help.
Yeah, he ran.
Oh, it's all right. He's probably only in his contract for
a two-segment.
Well, it's fair. Did you eat?
I have not eaten.
Not eaten yet? All right. Well, we got a scout, Brew Brothers. This is pretty good up here on the stage, right?
This is great. It's a great venue, great crowd. You know, we appreciate everybody being here for sure.
All right. So, Justin Wilcox and Cal. Justin Wilcox, his dad's a Hall of Fame NFL linebacker, maybe the greatest outside linebacker before Lawrence Taylor ever. Certainly in a conversation, right? He's got a reputation as the air raid killer. He, you know, did you consider that at all as you schemed for this game, this past victory? Were you thinking, this is a family thing, the air raid. You've got to defend its honor.
We watched a lot of Washington State lose to them. So, I mean,
okay, so
that was a big deal. And I think, you know, Carson told me after the game, he said, I think Justin Wilcox has only given up like 250 yards passing or less. You know, he had not given up 300 in the last two or three years. I think Leach threw for maybe like 260, 270 the last time he played him. And I was like, wow. So that's impressive that we actually – and I didn't even realize we got to 312.
312.
You know, but, you know, our guys did a tremendous job. And Justin Wilcox is a great coach, great defensive mind. And we knew it was going to be a battle, but we knew if we could stick around, our defense did a tremendous job of keeping us in the game, and we had our opportunities, and we took advantage of them.
I mean, are you being modest right now? Like,
probably.
Was it a little well, that's smart. I mean – you guys are so
don't give them fuel for anything in the future.
I know.
Right?
You might see them in a bowl game. Yeah, no, I understand. But I just want to point out the coaches are so modest. I mean, you guys are like, our team did a great job. And, of course, the players, you know, they're the
ones. Well, you can have the greatest team in America, and they're still going to go, well, you know, we've had a few injuries, and we're okay. I mean, our quarterback's, he's decent. I mean, you know, some people are talking about him, but, you know.
I mean, it's just, sorry, allow me to be validated on your behalf that you were able to drop 312. On the air raid killer.
It was a good night.
Yeah. How is your perspective, or what is your perspective on the evolution of Carson Strong?
You know, it's just, you know, this past week I looked at Jay and I were sitting in the office together, and I said, he's locked in more than we've ever seen him. But that's just age. He's developed, he's come along, he's played a lot of snaps, he's played in a lot of games. And he knows who he needs to be for this team, and that's where he's at right now. He's, you know, I laughed at him today. I said, "Now you're an old man." You know, it feels,
I mean, he kind of is.
Just a short time ago, I was calling you Bambi. You know, you've lost your spots now, so you're a full-grown buck. So I mean, you know, he's really done a nice job, and it's been fun to watch him develop.
It's interesting because the the cycle of maturation is so much shorter in sports in general, right? You don't really get to play at an elite level for that long compared to a human lifespan. But then when you compress it into, like, eligibility of a NCAA athlete, it's like, it's beyond dog years. Like, yeah, he was just Bambi.
I mean,
do you have to warn guys about that? Like, it's going to go fast, and you're going to be the grizzled, you know.
No. Well, especially at the quarterback spot. I mean, we talk about, you know, even with these young guys with, and Nate's, you know, Nate Cox is going to be a junior again, but technically a senior. And then Clay Millen coming from Washington. You got Drew Scolari. You know, I'm like, guys, it's going to go by in a hurry. So you can't waste any moments of learning how to be a great quarterback on the field. And watching Drew and Clay Millen, the two freshmen, watch Carson Strong, it's so much fun. They mimic him in everything they do.
Of course, right.
What they wear. They come on the field, he's wearing the same thing as Carson Strong. When Carson Strong calls a play and they get a chance to go in, they do the same thing. They throw it to the same receiver. They throw the same route. I'm like.
But that's good, right?
But that's great.
Yeah.
Because your older guys are teaching your younger guys. And that's what you want. You know, and that's what you strive for in a program, is to build something where everybody's teaching each other.
If you crave more Wolfpack action, keep up with All Nevada Athletics with News 4's Wolfpack All Access, presented by Champion Chevrolet, highlights coaches' perspective and more. Wolfpack All Access airs every Sunday night after NFL Sunday Night Football on News 4. And again, at 10 o'clock on Nevada Sports Net, we're visiting with the offensive coordinator, Matt Mummy, on the Wolfpack Coaches Show, presented by Dolan Lexus. What was the hardest part for, let's just say, you know, your room, your quarterbacks, your scheme, with having to move around so much? You know, you guys did not get into a rhythm at Wolfpack Park going into this first game. You had to travel 1,900 miles and play in seven different venues. Like, what was the biggest challenge for you guys?
Well, I mean, I think at first the benefit was that we were an older team, right? We had older guys leading the younger guys along, saying, hey, this isn't a big deal. A little bit of adversity. Let's move on down the road and do what we got to do. You know, for our room, you know, Carson's really been the leader of the group, but Nate Cox has been great too. And the thing I love about this group, you know, when Jay got here and brought me here and we kind of had that room started, you know, there was a lot of animosity in that room because there is only one quarterback, right? And so when you got different age guys, it's difficult. But this is the first time since we've been here that, I mean, we have seven quarterbacks on roster, and every one of these guys pulls for each other. When we're on the field at practice, I mean, they're always pulling for each other, telling you, hey, great job, great throw, you know, great progression. And it's impressive to see those guys all work together and love each other.
To that point, Hamish McClure took the snaps to win the game at Cal. Was that?
I cannot take credit for this. Coach Norvell.
What happened with Hamish taking? So that wasn't like the quarterback room saying.
No. So coach comes in and goes, hey, let's, if we get ahead and we have a chance to run victory play, let's put Hamish in. I said, that's beautiful. And I told Hamish, I said, when you take the snap and you take the knee, you look over the sideline to your dad and you blow him a kiss, you know? I don't think Hamish took that so great, but he did love going in there and getting the opportunity to do that, and it was a great idea by Coach Norvell.
I mean, it was a really cool moment.
It was a cool moment.
All right, we will take a break. We'll come back more with Coach Mummy after this. It's the Wolfpack Coaches Show presented by Dolan Lexus from Brew Brothers. Stay with us.
You trained for this all year. Endless hours of cardio, conditioning, and weights. And now you are ready to trek back to your seat from the concession stand, through the lines, lost fans, and that mascot who wants you to do a little dancey dance, all without spilling a drop of your ice cold Bud Light. Welcome back to football, sports fans.
Anyone, no matter their age, race, or ethnicity, can become a hero. How? Simply by saying yes to saving and healing lives through organ, eye, and tissue donation. Transplants save lives every single day. They're needed by all types of people around the world. There are currently more than 100,000 Americans in need of an organ transplant. How can you bring hope to those waiting? Nevada Donor Network wants you to know it's easy. Visit nvdonor.org/pack. Bring hope to the over 600 Nevadans waiting for their second chance. Nevadans for Nevada.
Woo!
got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
I sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo. Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy.
To see if you can get synced, head to SyncMyGame.com from Learfield.
SyncMyGame.com?
SyncMyGame.com.
In need of a bus charter for your next adventure? Look no further than the official transportation of the Nevada Wolfpack. Holiday Motor Coach have a fleet of over 100 motor coaches, ranging in size, accommodating up to 56 passengers. To book your next trip and receive a free quote, visit holidaymotorcoach.com. That's holidaymotorcoach.com. Don't wait. Start your adventure today.
A ranger station.
I'd like to report a bear hug.
Okay.
I put out my campfire and Smokey Bear hugged me.
So you drowned the fire, you stirred it, drowned it again, and felt that it was cold?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but he's just letting you know you did good.
Bear hug from Smokey Bear. Status update.
I'm gonna let you go now. There are many ways to start a fire, but one sure way to put it out. Learn how you can do your part at SmokeyBear.com.
Sponsored by the U.S. Forest Service Ad Council and your state forester.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert. Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
I want a warm place on a cold day.
I want to be a bike that races around the country.
I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. Brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Whoa.
The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing.
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
We are back. It's the Wolfpack Coaches Show presented by Dolan Lexus. We are live at the Row. We are in Brew Brothers. John Ramey with you. Ring the bell. Ring the cowbell. Yeah, Kim. Get it. We call that ambient noise. It enhances the production. It's good. We're visiting with Matt Mummy. He's the offensive coordinator. Nevada football is 1-0, and they host Idaho State this Saturday evening at Mackey Stadium. It's the home opener. Come see the Wolfpack. You haven't been able to see them in a long time. It's Pack the Mac. MyNevadaTickets.com. MyNevadaTickets.com. 775-348-PACK. Fans, Somerset Golf and Country Club offers pristine playing conditions, the best greens in northern Nevada, a short game practice area, and a relaxing clubhouse featuring a newly appointed menu at the Grill. Membership started only $250 a month. $250 a month. Be a member of a private golf club. Come in and see the staff or give them a call. 775-787-1800. Somerset Golf and Country Club.com. Your family-friendly private golf club. Coach Mummy, do you golf?
Am I allowed to say that at Somerset you better bring a lot of golf balls?
Better bring a lot of golf balls? Is it tough?
It's tough.
It's tough?
I think I've lost a lot of balls.
So you golf and fish?
No, I pretend to golf.
Uh-huh.
But then I really
fish. But you're
fish.
An angler. But give me the psychological profile. You must either be patient or you must love suffering. Because those are two challenging individual sports that I would think take incredible mental clarity and discipline. Is this a window into Matt Mummy's soul here?
But fishing is more about relaxation than fishing. catching fish. I mean, having the opportunity to step away from life in its totality, right?
Yeah.
And be on a boat with a good friend or by yourself or with your great wife and your dog. Mm-hmm. It's a chance to just separate, you know, and spend some time, you know, enjoying what God gave us in this world.
I mean, that's your number one pursuit when you're away from football. You like to fish.
I don't get mad when I don't catch fish. Uh-huh. I get mad when we don't score touchdowns.
But you don't get mad when we don't catch fish.
No. No. It's always a great day on the water.
Bait or fly?
A little bit of fly, mostly artificial.
Okay.
So.
And then, like, how early do you get up? I know it's early, but it's an early morning thing, right?
I mean, I'm a football coach, so I dare say this, but there's only one real good reason to get up early in the morning, and that's to go fishing. But but we're a morning practice team, so we get up
early. Well, you guys get up early anyway. You guys,
yeah.
Is that Coach?
So I'm used to it.
That's Coach Jay's doing the morning?
I think the professors at the University of Nevada decided that we were going to be a morning practice team.
Okay, well, there you go. It's good for discipline.
Yeah.
The reason I ask is we get so locked into Carson Strong as a quarterback. Matt Mummy is an offensive coordinator. Jay Norvell is a head coach. We think so much about what you do. And there's a lot of humanity on display in sports. That's why we love it. But, like, I don't know. I don't know too many people who are as dedicated and into fishing, for example. Like, you would be the number one guy I'd call if I had a question. If I didn't Google it, you know.
Most people usually do, but.
Yeah. Do you like that?
I've grown up in football, and I grew up in fishing. That's what my grandfather taught me how to do.
Uh-huh.
So that's, and then my dad taught me to be a good football coach. So.
There you go. That's, I mean, that's beautiful.
That's it.
Do you get a chance to do it during the season or no?
No. That would be a big no.
Got it. All right. Well,
that's okay, though.
Well, it's sweet.
Let's win football games. So
sweeter in the offseason,
yeah.
Right? So let's turn the page. Idaho State home game. What's the biggest challenge for getting everybody's attention when it's FCS? We can. I mean, Coach talked about it. I know you talk about it. You respect the game, respect the competition, all that. But there's still, on some level, some freshman on your roster is maybe like a tenth of a percent a little overconfident. Do you hope to stamp that out by Friday?
I think here's the deal. Kids have gotten smarter. They play PlayStation. They play Xbox. They play all these games on these machines, and then they play their real-life game in high school, and then they realize that they may have an opportunity to go to a smaller school and play for a longer amount of time than go to a big school and sit on the bench for 2 or 3 years. So what you've seen in college football over the last 10 to 15 years is you've seen this, the players at each level has shrunk, right? I mean, unless you're a true Power 5 school, I mean, and Washington's probably
right
sore right now.
Right.
But
it's a great example.
There's great football players at these smaller schools, and there's great football coaches at these smaller schools. And so you can't take it for granted. And you look at, I think it was this past weekend, 5 1AAs upset, you know, a bunch of FBS schools. You know, Washington lost, UNLV lost, Colorado State lost. These are good football teams, and they're well coached. So that was the thing. You know, Jay's talked about it a lot all week with the guys and just not overlooking these guys and staying true to who we are and it's businesslike and staying focused in each day. And our guys are doing a good job, and we're an older team than we were 4 years ago when we lost to this team.
When Matt Mummy is coming up with a game plan with Coach Norvell and Carson Strong and your offense, does it matter too much what scheme Cal is running or what scheme Idaho State is running defensively? Or is it more you guys kind of know what you want to get done and it's just a question of how you want to get there?
Understanding the schematics of what people want to try to do to you is important, but what Jay and I always talk about with offense is it's all about us. And don't worry about so much about them as much as we just worry about executing what we do and understanding what we do and how we're going to do it on Saturday. And if we stick to that, then our game plan will work out and we'll be in good shape.
I mean, that's the great John Wooden cliche, right, is that he didn't want to watch film of the other team. Now, Coach Wooden had some pretty good players, especially relative to the rest of the sport at the time. But, I mean, is that that's the ultimate – that would be the ideal maybe that you aim for? Like, your unit is so comfortable in what it's trying to do.
Well, they're developed because you look at all. You look at Romeo. You look at Cole Turner. You look at Carson Strong. You look at Toa Taua. You look at Devontae Lee. All these guys have been in this system for 3 or 4 years. So they understand it. They even regurgitate it to us and say, Coach, you're wrong. This is what it should have been. And then you're like, oh, well, yeah, you're right.
Oh, that must be awesome.
So, but it's all, I mean, it's a great problem to have.
I mean, that must be truly like
the kids take ownership of it.
Right.
So.
What's your favorite part? What's Matt Mummy's favorite part of game week?
Ooh. Well, of course, game day.
Is game?
I mean, game day is what you strive to get to, you know. Mondays is the review. You know, I mean, I love the middle of the week stuff because you're really getting to go out there and execute. And the fun of putting new stuff in and kind of testing it and seeing what you're going to get out of it, seeing what the kids respond to. But we don't change a lot. I mean, we're pretty simplistic. Most people, you know, look at our offense and think it's complicated, but it's really not, you know. We try not to tell too many people that because now a bunch of people will try to be coaches. So,
Are we still recommending The Perfect Pass as a book?
Oh, well, of course. Well, I think I have to. I think that's in my, you know, son duties that I have to.
I mean, Coach Norvell recommended it to me in year one. So if you're into kind of offense Matt Mummy and Coach Norvell run, if you're into the air raid, if you're into really just football in the 20th century into the 21st century, you got to read it, The Perfect Pass. And it's really about Matt's dad. Tell him who your dad is. We have to remind people.
He's the godfather of air raid. But, I mean, you know, the thing about my dad is he always gives credit where credit is due. And when I was a young child or young junior high, elementary school football player, dad would drive me up to BYU football practices to watch Lavelle Edwards and all those guys, all those great teams for people that are old enough to remember in the 80s when BYU used to dominate and had a bunch of good quarterbacks.
Steve Young.
Yeah, threw the ball over the yard. Jim McMahon, Steve Young, Robbie Bosco. I mean, some big names. But what they did was they just gave their guys a chance. They put their players in position to have an opportunity to win the game against teams that were inferior. And that's what my dad fell in love with and what he did. And a lot of that stuff is West Coast concepts. Coach Norvell and I talk about a lot of these concepts all the time, what they used to be and how my dad just shrunk it down into a small package and then implemented it.
So it would be a play that maybe the Bill Walsh 49ers would have run, but the personnel and the formation's different.
Right. He just shrunk it down so that high school kids in Texas could understand it.
Yeah.
And, you know, to note Bill Walsh, I mean, when dad was at Kentucky – as the head coach, and he would get a phone call on the field in one of those antique, you know, cell phone deals where he had a backpack and the cell phone. The phone would ring, and dad would only answer it for one person, and that was Bill Walsh.
That's a good guy to answer the phone for.
It was a good guy to answer the phone for sure.
Give it up for Matt Mummy, everybody. It's the Wolfpack Coaches Show presented by Dolan Lexus. Come on back.
You trained for this. Endless hours of cardio, conditioning, and weights. And now, you are ready. Ready to trek back to your seat from the concession stand. Through the lines, lost fans, and that mascot who wants you to do a little dancey dance. All without spilling a drop of your ice-cold Bud Light. Welcome back to football, sports fans.
I told you that front tire needed air.
I know, Dad.
Where's the tire iron? I told you, always keep a tire iron and a jack.
I know, Dad. I got it. Roadside assistance is included with my shelter insurance auto policy. It's one of the reasons you told me to get it. Remember?
Maybe you do listen after all.
At Shelter, listening to you is what we do best. To find an agent near you, visit shelterinsurance.com. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Anyone, no matter their age, race, or ethnicity, can become a hero. How? Simply by saying yes to saving and healing lives through organ, eye, and tissue donation. Transplants save lives every single day. They're needed by all types of people around the world. There are currently more than 100,000 Americans in need of an organ transplant. How can you bring hope to those waiting? Nevada Donor Network wants you to know it's easy. Visit nvdonor.org/pack. Bring hope to the over 600 Nevadans waiting for their second chance. Nevadans for Nevada.
Hey, everybody, this is Mike Golic, and I'm back to host the second season of the Fan Exam live trivia game every Monday and Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern. Test your college sports knowledge against fans from around the country for the chance to win cash and prizes, including an unforgettable New Year's Day experience at the Rose Bowl Stadium in Pasadena. It's free to play in the brand new Fan Exam app or at thefanexam.com. Get ready to ace the test. Join us for the Fan Exam Season 2 every Monday and Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern.
IBEW Local 401 takes great pride in being dedicated to providing the highest quality of service to our local union, contractors, and to the great people of Reno, Nevada. They operate under a code of excellence developed by the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, which is second to none. Being an IBEW member provides workers with many advantages. If you're interested in joining IBEW Local 401, give them a call at 775-329-2566.
Visit us at ndireno.com.
Hello, this is Matt Pierce with Ray Morgan Company. I want to tell you about a cutting-edge business assessment process introduced to many Reno businesses by your local technology provider, the Ray Morgan Company. These solutions reduce operating costs, increase staff productivity, and help achieve sustainability and security initiatives. Do you know how much your office technology is actually costing you? Contact the Ray Morgan Company today at 338-3344 for your free document technology assessment. That's 338-3344.
It's a new season. Get ready for more men's and women's college sports excellence. Trophies will be awarded in June to schools who take the top spot in the 2021-22 Learfield Director's Cup. The premier award recognizes one winning institution in all competitive divisions. Follow your favorite team's progress as seasonal standings are announced at L Director's Cup on Twitter and online at directorscup.org. The crowning achievement in college athletics.
All right, welcome back. It's the Wolfpack Coaches Show presented by Dolan Lexus. We are live at Brew Brothers at the Row. Thank you to Jay Norvell, the head coach, Matt Mummy, the offensive coordinator. Fans, watch Nevada Sports Net for an in-depth look at Nevada sports from Wolfpack All Access to NSN Daily. Get up-to-date information and breaking news all day long. Tune in to Nevada Sports Net on Channel 21 or check your local listings. Go Pack. Now, remember, everybody, Saturday night, 7:30 kickoff. Come to the northern end of the stadium and check out the new tailgate section. We'll be on the air starting at 6:30. It's a 7:30 kickoff. Nevada's 1-0, and it's the home opener against Idaho State. MyNevadaTickets.com, MyNevadaTickets.com, or call 775-348-PACK. Kenzie, I got it. If you're a Wolfpack local, if you're a local business looking to get your name in front of Wolfpack fans, check out Wolfpack Sports Properties, a Learfield partner. They are here to help. Contact Kovac, Brian, Kenzie, Wyatt. For more sponsorship information, give them a call, 775-327-2074, or it's online, NevadaWolfpack.com. That's all for me. I'm John Ramey. It's the Wolfpack Coaches Show, presented by Dolan Lexus. We'll see you next Wednesday right here at 6 o'clock. So long, everybody.
The Wolfpack Coaches Show has been presented by Dolan Lexus. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Wolfpack Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.